Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A powerful 25-year-old widow with four children can do anything with the help of those who love her. Let's go in depth with the remarkable Cheyenne Downing and Robin Falsgraf with Habitat for Humanity. Robin, can you share a little bit about Habitat for Humanity?
Sure. Right now, I think we've got five houses in some form of construction going on across Marion County. We're pretty excited, doing all kinds of things. You know, we've moved houses, so we're still working on three now that we've moved. One in Knoxville and two in Pella. One that's just finishing on the home stretch in Cheyenne's house in Pleasantville.
Right, and so Habitat for Humanity has been here like, what, 23 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable.
We're 54, I think, houses in now, 55. I've lost track, but we're doing well.
That's pretty neat. Now I remember Craig Kelly was the person that brought the idea, and I interviewed the first person to get a house.
Linda Odell, yes.
Yeah, what a great interview.
She's an awesome woman.
That was just a remarkable story. And now she raised her kids, happy, everything's great, still in the same house.
Same house. We just helped her do a critical home repair roof replacement a couple years ago. So she's doing great.
Well, and she was the first, and you're the latest, Cheyenne.
Yes,
How does that feel?
It feels great. Very thankful.
And you're from here, born and raised?
I'm from Knoxville, born and raised, yeah.
Yep. And the house is going to be in Pleasantville that you're going to occupy.
Yep, and that is where my kids attend school.
All right, so tell me your story.
I have four kids, two girls and two boys, and my husband passed away on our six-year anniversary, and so I open enrolled our kids to Pleasantville because that's where we decided we wanted a forever school, and after all of our search, we decided on Pleasantville, and that is also where he's buried. So I open enrolled them, and then in March, Monica Friday had a house come open, and I moved into there, and now I get the Habitat home.
Wow. And you're young.
I am. I am only 25. Yes.
And so you lost your husband at a very young age.
Yeah. Yeah, I had just turned 24.
And you got married young.
Yeah. I met him when I was 17. And I actually dropped out of high school with our oldest because I was pregnant, and was a stay-at-home mom until he passed away. And then I had to do what I had to do, and I had to get a job. David didn't have any life insurance, and we were not, I mean, I was not prepared for all of this. You never are. And they threw a benefit for me, and that helped me pay for the funeral and all the extra bills we had coming in.
Like you say, you're never prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, I presume there's some people out there, but you're never prepared for that loss.
Yeah.
And you're never I don't see how you can be prepared in your 20s.
No, and I was 6 months pregnant at the time with our fourth.
6 months pregnant, and you had that loss.
Yeah.
And you four kids.
Yeah.
On your own.
Yep. Yeah. We were in a one-bedroom house at the time, and so it was crowded, and when the house came open in Pleasantville, I said, yeah. And I told myself I wanted to wait a year and give me and the kids a whole year in that house because I think that was just the healthy thing to do. But I knew that for me and the kids, we would have to get out of that house and grow in life and show my kids it's also okay to keep moving forward. So that's what I did.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Cheyenne Downing and Robin Falsgraf. And it's just not your emotional needs that you have to attend to. And they have to come fifth.
Yeah. All my kids have handled it in different ways. Every single one of them grieve differently. And so I've had to learn every single way of grieving. plus my own.
Okay, so how long ago did your husband pass away?
On December 12th, it'll be 2 years.
Like, it's like yesterday to me.
Yeah. And it feels like yesterday to me, too. Sometimes it feels like the world is going so fast, and I'm still on that day.
And so how old are your kids now?
Addie just turned 7. Allie is 5 and a half. Brock just turned 4. And Junior is 1 and a half. We named him after his daddy.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing all right?
Yeah. I would say the seasons changing brings out grief a lot more. And I feel like anybody who's ever grieved before can agree to that. Seasons changing always makes it seem a little bit harder.
This is just such a burden. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just sitting here, just I'm crushed under your burden, and we've just been talking for 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's a lot of weight to put on you.
So you're very strong. Were you strong always, or did this make you strong?
I feel like I've always been strong, but after losing David and realizing that, I mean, I have 4 little lives depending on just me. I mean, I'm all they have. I feel like you definitely find your strength. Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, how do you do it? I mean, how is it? I know couples that two people work to make a living, and then you have to pay for childcare. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just going to say it's impossible.
It is. It really is. So when David passed away, like I said, they threw the benefit for me, and that helped me pay for the funeral and other expenses, and gave me and the kids a nice little cushion to pay to get through life. And then August of last year, I got a call from a realtor needing help on cleaning a house, and so I cleaned a house, and then from there on, I just started my own business, and so now I clean for a living. So I work full-time. I get help from Social Security, but it was only for the girls for the longest time because they denied the boys as David's. And so I had to prove to them that they were David's. And so now, just I think 2 weeks ago, I finally got the acceptance letter for the boys too. And so I just have my money coming in and some help from Social Security, which is nice. It's not like having a second income though, not at all.
Well, no, because it's based in part about how many years you work. I mean, if you if somebody's been working for 40 years and they got the Social Security for one's spouse and kids, if you had kids that young. Yeah. But when you've only worked this as long as you two have worked, that's not a lot in Social Security.
No. Well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Cheyenne Downing and Robin Falsgraf. And so you started your own business.
Mm-hmm. I clean for a living, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there enough work?
Yeah, I'm actually really, really super packed right now. I love it because it's a stress reliever for me, but I obviously have bigger dreams and goals in life. It's just waiting until the kids are where they need to be so I can go where I want to be, I guess, really.
Because the kids have to come first.
Yeah, always.
For you, not for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
It would have been easy just to
give up, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was times where I wanted to, definitely. I still have those days where I want to give up. But I think that when you look at your kids and you know that they're part of him, you just keep going. You don't really, you don't have a choice. You just do it.
I guess I'm, I agree with you. I would do the same thing, but so many people don't.
No. Yeah. Me and Robin just talked about this yesterday. There's so many different roads that you can go down while you're grieving, and I don't judge those people because I've been to where those roads looked pretty easy to take.
You just look at the kids and keep going.
Yeah.
And you think of David every day.
Oh, God, yeah. In every moment of my day. It's crazy. No matter what you're doing, he's in every part of what you're doing.
You see him in the kids, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't think my kids are even anything like me. I think they're just him. I carried them, did all the work, raised them, and they're just like David.
Look like him, act like him.
My fourth one, named after his daddy, but came out with blonde hair and blue eyes finally. And I was like, oh, you're joking. He's mine.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so you've pulled yourself up from an abyss.
Yeah.
An abyss. And you pulled yourself
up. Still pulling myself up.
Still pulling
yourself
up.
Yeah. It's a constant thing. It's a lifelong journey. I don't think there's ever a end to it. You just keep going, keep pulling yourself up.
There's no ledge where you get to the edge and you roll over and say, "Ooh, I made it."
I wish there was. I really do. I wish. I'm not there yet, if there is.
There isn't going to be, is there?
I don't think so. I think, like I told Robin, there will always be happy moments in my life. But all of those happy moments are tinged with a little bit of sadness, because you wish he could be there, or you wish he could see this, or, and every happy moment you're sad because you're thinking of what he's missing. And so there's going to be happy moments, but I don't think I'll ever be fully happy again.
Well, let's hope you are.
One of these days, I guess we'll see, huh?
Well, certainly moving into the new habitat.
Yes. Home. Yeah.
Will bring some happiness.
It is, because the kids, well, actually not even me, a place to call home, I think, is just what we're so excited about, because we rented for 7 years in our first house, and then I've been in this house since March. And I mean, you can make any house into a home, but I think having it be mine and knowing that this is where I am forever, I mean, maybe, you know, that's just, it's mine. I can walk in and be like, kids, this is our home. It's not this person's house that we're renting, or this person, you know. It's just ours. It's our home.
How does this make you feel, Robin, being a part of this?
I think when you talk to Cheyenne, you see why we love her. She's a great young woman, a great example for all of us, to be honest. And she just radiates joy. Through the sadness, you look at her and you see joy. And that's just, like, great. That's so different than what most people that are living her situation would show.
And so when do you move in? It's not quite done yet, right?
No, it just started. We're hoping by the end of the school year, I think.
The basement's in. They're putting the joists in the floor. And we hope to get it enclosed before it gets too much colder. And so the students at Pleasantville High School are driving the construction, supported by community members. A lot of David's family are showing up. He worked with some Amish that mm-hmm. are coming to help put the
trusses,
thank you, mm-hmm. up for us. So Cheyenne is so beloved by both Knoxville and Pleasantville that people want to help because they love her. And they want to support her.
How does that make you feel?
We've been very lucky. In times where people didn't even know that I was needing, they were giving. And I'm very stubborn. I don't ask for help. I feel like this was my journey, like this was my grief path to walk, and I try not to put it on any other people. But somehow people just come in anyways. And they help you without you even asking. And I think for me, it's just been an amazing thing to watch. And even for my kids to see that people love you and they care about you through your toughest times. And that's what gets you through. I read this thing once that said that there was always going to be a hole in your heart. But these people have these little strings and they just are helping you and loving you. And eventually that hole kind of becomes closed, but you can see the light shining out of it sometimes. And I think that's great because it's true. I mean, that hole is in my heart, but there's so many people that love us that it makes that hole not feel so big.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No, just that I'm very thankful.
Cheyenne's a great example of the people that Habitat can help. Mm-hmm. In Marion County. And we believe God put Cheyenne in our path because now we're to be one of those people that helps maybe stitch a little bit of that hole together.
Yeah.
Thanks to Cheyenne Downing and Robin Falscraft for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.